With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. When the IMB's Mike Domke looked at a network of 60 Ukrainian pastors and missionaries, he knew that exactly what they needed was to rest. They needed to be rejuvenated by doing nothing. They needed a retreat. Since the war began, the word rest had not been in their vocabulary. Most opened their homes and churches to the displaced. They shuffled many to the borders for safety. This network of ministers cared for the physical and spiritual needs within the country of Ukraine. The ministers and their families put feet to generous financial gifts. Food packets were provided to close to 95,000 families, while more than 69,000 hot meals were prepared for those seeking temporary shelter from combat zones. This group shared the gospel with 42,000 people, close to 1,000 of them made professions of faith. The war retreat was the first time many had an opportunity to slow down and process. Domke said the goal of this retreat was to allow people to talk through the trauma and hardships. Ministers often end up hearing others' problems, but rarely have someone to share their own burdens with. It was a safe place to talk about the pain of loss and to voice their nightmares. This was a place to cry, to pray and praise God, a place to celebrate lives transformed by the gospel and people who were baptized, even in the midst of war.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Pastor Greg Gilbreath of Madison Baptist Church in Jackson, Tennessee, has always enjoyed both playing and repairing his own guitars. Two of his sons, Sam and Ben, also enjoy playing the guitar, while his third son, Nick, is a woodworker. Sam Gilbreath is a minister of youth and plays in the worship band at Meridian Baptist Church in Jackson, while Ben is a folk musician. After learning about instruments of joy from Scott Shepherd, the worship and music specialist for the Tennessee Baptist Mission Board, Gilbreath and his sons decided to provide a guitar for the Nashville-based organization that provides musical instruments to equip musicians who live in poverty-stricken communities who can't afford instruments. Since its founding, Instruments of Joy has provided more than 750 instruments in over 70 countries. The guitar built by the Gilbreath family ended up in the hands of Eddie Berto, the worship leader at Central Baptist Church in Peru. Read the full story at baptistpress.com.